Fruity Original, Fruity Guava, Fruity Mango, Fruity Pineapple, Fruity Apple, and Fruity Granadilla. Fruity is so nice. Fruity OJ all the way. Fruity, a quality product from Californian Beverages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speeds on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet and get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
Apply, renew, and track your radiation license online with ease through the new Radiation Protection Authority e-licensing platform. Fast, simple, and secure. Stay compliant while protecting workers, the public, and environment from harmful effects of ionizing radiation. Visit us at Exploration House, Government Road, Lusaka, or rpa.gov.zm. Call us on 0956-319-080. Email radiation@rpa.gov.zm. Radiation Protection Authority, a credible regulator ensuring a radiation-safe environment and proud sponsor of the Hot FM News Bulletin.
The Hot FM Main News.
Good afternoon and thank you so much for joining us for the News Bulletin at 12 hours. The headlines: IPAC warns against Bill 46, citing threats to parliamentary immunity. President Hichilema urges chiefs to promote peace, unity and development. And in international news, Iran's Imam Khomeini Airport resumes some international flights.
The Hot FM News with Mwanza Mwanakaoma.
And now the news in detail. The Acton Institute for Policy Analysis Center has raised concern over Bill No. 46 of 2026, which seeks to abolish parliamentary immunity, warning that its passage in its current form could have serious implications for the country's democratic governance. IPAC Executive Director Solomon Goma has cautioned that the proposed legislation would expose members of parliament to the risk of losing their seats and possible imprisonment for alleged misconduct within the House. Ms. Ngoma has noted that if enacted, Zambia would become the first country to take such a step, a development she said could undermine the country's democratic standing. She has stated that existing laws and parliamentary procedures are sufficient to address misconduct by MPs, describing the proposed changes as unnecessary, dangerous, and a potential threat to democratic governance.
We would like to warn that the passage of Bill 46 risks returning Zambia to a dark era of resentment of unity period when fear and lack of checks and balances weakened democratic institutions. Furthermore, we urge the executive, through the Attorney General, to avoid any appearance of interference in parliamentary business. Parliament must be allowed to operate independently, free from executive influence, in order to preserve the principle separation of powers, the blueprint of any functioning democracy. Any attempt to control the affairs of the National Assembly undermines this principle and threatens Zambia's democratic values. We appeal to lawmakers from both the ruling party and the opposition to reject Bill 46 in its current form.
President Hakainde Hichilema has urged chiefs across the country to maintain peace and unity and to spearhead development in all regions. Speaking when he paid a courtesy call on Paramount Chief Kikimukolo in Mungwi District, Northern Province, President Hichilema said that traditional leaders have a critical role in uniting communities and advancing the development agenda. The head of state has also conveyed his condolences following the death of Paramount Chief Kikimukolo's wife, Bernadette Mwamba, who died in a road traffic accident on January
20, 2026. We are
Thank you. Meanwhile, Paramount Chief Chitumukulu has thanked the president for the visit and for the support extended to him and his family during the loss of his late wife and children.
It's not surprising to me that this tradition, no matter what happens, it's not going to happen. So, in these 4 months, I was going to do that again. But why can't I have things like this? I don't know if I'm going to be another angle and looking at my life. Usually, the people who will come, who know me, those are the incarnations of the people. Yesterday, I came very good. And we are going to go to the state.
The Department of Immigration has intensified enforcement operations in Northern Province, leading to the apprehension and conviction of prohibited immigrants, as well as the arrest of a Burundian national found in possession of suspected fraudulent identity documents. Department of Immigration Chief Public Relations Officer Namaki Nshinka said on April 23, 2026, the Kasama Magistrates Court convicted 25 prohibited immigrants who were apprehended on February 27, 2026 for illegal entry into Zambia. Mr. Nshinka said the group comprised Ethiopian, Pakistani and Bangladeshi nationals who were nabbed following an intelligence-led operation conducted in collaboration with the police. He had added that the convicted individuals were fined amounts ranging from 500 kwacha to 3,000 kwacha with a default sentence of 6 months of simple imprisonment. Mr. Nshinka has more details.
The convicted individuals received fines ranging from 500 kwacha to 3,000 kwacha with a default sentence of 6 months simple imprisonment or are currently detained at Milima Correctional Facility pending payment of fines and subsequent removal from the country. In a separate operation in Nakonde, immigration officers apprehended 19 Ethiopian nationals in Kaimbo village under Chief Waitrika. In these, 15 were charged with illegal entry, while 5 were charged for failure to appear before a nearest immigration officer upon entry into Zambia. During the same operation, officers impounded a Tanzanian registered motor vehicle, registration number T314DBY, lifted up in use to transport Ethiopian nationals from Tanzania into Zambia. The driver abandoned the vehicle and fled after being intercepted for attempting to return to Tanzania.
The Council of Churches in Zambia has expressed concern over the prolonged development surrounding the late former head of state Edgar Lungu. In a communique on the state of the nation, CCZ President Reverend Axon Banda said the council has been closely monitoring the situation, noting that it continues to take various turns. Reverend Banda has warned that the delay risks causing public fatigue and could undermine efforts to accord the late former president a dignified and honorable burial. He has since urged both the government and the family of Mr. Lungu to find common ground and bring the matter to a respectful and timely resolution.
We as the Council of Churches in Zambia have also been closely monitoring developments regarding the late former head of state, Edgar C. Lungu. It is regrettable that this matter continues to take various turns. We note with concern that the prolonged nature of this situation risks causing public fatigue and may affect the ability to accord the late former head of state a dignified and honorable burial. We therefore urge both the government and the family to find common ground and bring this matter to a respectful and timely resolution, particularly as the nation approaches the general election.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank, more than banking.
The Alliance for a Green Revolution in Africa says there's need for the Zambia Agriculture Research Institute to fast-track the development of new food varieties. In an interview, AGRA country manager Majuka Piri said this is crucial in addressing resilience challenges, especially in the face of climate change. Mr. Piri said AGRA is working with ZARI to ensure the timely development of new seed varieties, acknowledging that the process can take time. He has added that farmers should not have to wait long for new seed varieties, emphasizing that collaboration is key to speeding up their development.
They bring new seed varieties on the market, you know. So what we're doing